And it's our podcast visit with new men's basketball coach here at Chadron State, Houston Reed. Coach, you spent 10 years at Otero Junior College down in Colorado, a two-time Region 9 Coach of the Year, some of the accolades for you, and you're coming into Chadron State. And congratulations, first on the job. It's great to have you. And I'm curious, what attracted you to this Chadron State job? You had a lot of success at Otero, and now you're starting fresh here at Chadron.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm really excited to be the next men's basketball coach at Chadron State. And there's a lot of things at Chadron State College and the men's basketball program that are attractive. I really, really like the mission and the goal. It starts at the very top with Dr. Ryan, and just comes across to me as a president that understands and gets it, as far as just understanding students and understanding the athletics role in that. And then, Mr. Smith, Joel, our athletic director, has got a mission for the athletic department. Obviously, you got athletic programs right now at Chadron that are very successful, and there's some that I think the goal is to try to get them, caught up to par in the RMAC and with other programs, and knowing that it's just set up to be successful. It's a beautiful facility. It's financially set up to be successful. There's a desire to bring the right kids in here, and there's a hunger and thirst for a more competitive success. So those are the things. And the community. I'm a small town guy. My wife grew up in a small town as well. We like being involved with community and having relationships in town, and that whole collective family ownership is something that is important to our family.
Coach Houston Reed with us as we visit about him signing on with CSC. And Coach, great competition where you're coming from, and the RMAC's pretty rigorous too, a real competitive conference. I'm curious as to how your experience in a conference as competitive as you're coming from is going to have you ready to take on the RMAC, and kind of tell us your thoughts on coaching in the RMAC and why that excites you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think in Region 9, where I've been for the last 10 seasons, it's set up very similar to what the RMAC looks like, to where on any given night, home on the road, you've got to be prepared to perform at a high level. Along with that is a similar travel. In Region 9, you've got to be able to jump on a bus, and you got to be able to go, and you got to be able to get off, and you've got to be able to represent your brand at a high level. And the RMAC shares that same similar travel. And as you travel or you try to protect your home court, night in, night out, you're going to have to be prepared. You're going to have to be focused. You're going to have to be able to play with purpose. You're going to have to be able to play with energy. You're going to have to be able to, on any given night, rather seating and whatnot, but you got to be prepared every single night, because I think the similarity is top to bottom. A lot of good coaches in the RMAC, and a lot of good teams.
Coach, you met with the team already. What kind of stuff did you talk about in your meet and greet with the guys, and how did the exchange go as your first introduction with the team?
Yeah, I thought that they were responsive, engaged, curious to kind of see what direction we're pushing the program in. I think the most important thing for us is building and establishing the culture and putting a team-first mentality forward, understanding that we're going to be a program and a brand that plays very, very, very hard, and not give that lip service, but to also train and prepare that way. We talked a lot about just the importance of representing yourself. One of my favorite quotes is, it matters how you present yourself when you represent more than yourself. And so delivering that message that, we're looking for the complete student athlete, as a person and as far as character, and guys that are serious about earning degrees. And you just talked a lot about establishing those things and having a competitive environment. It's pretty hard to just flip on that switch and compete in the RMAC, which is a great conference, if you're not competing on a regular basis. And so just laid the foundation for some of that stuff. And the guys that'll be returning seem excited and ready to push forward.
Yeah, and some of the guys that are returning, they like to shoot the three. They like to kind of run and gun and get up and down the floor. I'm curious what kind of offensive and defensive philosophies you're going to be bringing in, and what the fans might be able to expect in the Chacoin Center when they watch this team in your first year.
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, we want tough kids, and tough kids that are going to win what I refer to as the trenches. And they're going to be guys that are going to be willing to compete, guys that are going to guard, guys that are going to defend, guys that are going to rebound, guys that are going to win 50-50 balls, and those are the things that we want to establish from a defensive standpoint of when we compete against other teams. We want them to know that there's certain things that we're trying to do and take away, and be a defensive oriented team, and understand that a lot of our offense is going to be our defense. On the other side of the ball offensively, I'm a Don Meyer bred guy, and we'll run the old school motion, four out one in stuff, that which I like. It spreads the floor, It allows players to make decisions and make reads. It can be, if it's functioning on all cylinders, it can be hard to recruit against. But to do that, you've got to have personnel that fits into specific pieces. If it's inside play, if it's perimeter play, and most importantly, point guard play. And so just trying to combine all those things together, but we're going to build it from the defensive end first. And I know Shattern's community is a blue-collar community, and we want to represent that blue-collar community in the way that we compete and the, how hard we work. And I think that represents Shattern, and we want our men's basketball program to be an example of that.